JISC e-learning show podcast special. Rob Ward is director of the Centre for Recording Achievement. I started out by asking him what he thought the major issues were emerging from the JISC seminar on lifelong learning.
Okay, well, if we take the agenda that might be particularly, I mean, there's a range of agendas, and they're to do with an evidence base, they're to do with getting senior managers interested, they're to do with lots of things that are about change management generically, actually. But the two of the things that I think are relevant to the JISC community in particular, one is the issue of how to develop support for the majority in a context where much of the very effective and good JISC work has been about pushing up the frontiers of the technology. And the other is how to develop the people so they make best use of the technology.
Okay, so we're saying at the moment that we've had a lot of very good pilot projects, but we now need to move those out to wider audience.
I think there's a different set of dynamics when pilot projects and enthusiasts are involved to when you're trying to roll out whatever it is, actually. It doesn't have to be portfolio technologies, but let's just stay with that. When you're rolling that out to academics who have many different concerns and interests and motivations, and students who probably need to be inducted effectively into seeing how this technology can work well for them in a context where they're doing lots of things or can be doing lots of things technologically outside of a university or a college.
Well, getting back to that change management issue then, okay. What do you think can be done? How can that change management be managed?
I think part of the... I'm not saying this isn't happening, but maybe it isn't necessarily coexisting most effectively with the JISC remit. So I'm not being critical, that's the first thing to say, at all. I think the challenge... the change management issue might rely on the formulation of stronger alliances, firstly with those folks who've got an interest in pedagogy and in the effective use of technology to promote learning, and also a sense that there needs to be a bridge between the enthusiasts and the leading edge technologies back to where institutions might be. So it's a question of how we help those people who are in a sense in the mainstream to really make use of technologies. I still have a colleague who developed a project which was not funded by JISC, but it was a project about e-portfolios some while back, and he talked about the just good enough e-portfolio as being what we should aspire to. And I was a bit worried about that at the time, but I think for a lot of staff and a lot of students, the just good enough e-portfolio is actually what they need.
Can I ask you a question about personal development planning and e-portfolio?
Absolutely.
How much are the two conflated, and how much do you see them separate things?
I think we've just done a piece of work, we're just in the middle of finishing a piece of work for, if you can be in the middle of finishing anything, for JISC on e-assessment. And that's been looking at a range of practice. And one of the things we think we may have discovered is that a lot of the portfolio work is PDP oriented, or focused on agendas to do with learning to learn and improving own learning, those sorts of things. And so I think there is quite a degree of overlap. The survey work that we've done shows that an awful lot of institutions are using e-portfolio technologies to support PDP implementation, but not all. That's I think, an important overlap. I think one of the things that maybe does still... just trying to think of an appropriate way of saying it. I think sometimes ePortfolio has a connotation of providing a repository or a showcase, and those are both important for the personal development planning process, but in a sense they're necessary but not sufficient for PDP, because PDP is a process of learner engagement in reflection and planning. And therefore, I think there's a considerable overlap, but it's they're not the same thing. And actually, they shouldn't be the same thing, because that would mean that a lot of, let's say, subject-oriented assessments would not necessarily feature. And clearly, particularly in professional areas, they do.
Earlier, you were saying two things had to happen. You said one was moving into providing technologies in institutions, the change management thing. But then you said something, I think, about preparing people for using the technologies.
Mm.
What do you mean by that?
I think it's... I'm not sure if I use that phraseology, but
I
think...
I'm sorry.
We have to replay it at some point. I think the key thing is about... It's to do with moving from an enthusiast community into a mainstream community. Enthusiasts, people who work with JISC, perhaps people who work with us as well, have a strong emphasis on innovation, change, indeed enthusiasm itself in working with learners. And one would hope that that will be shared by all colleagues, but it isn't necessarily. People have different concerns and commitments and motivations. And I think if we're going to ensure that technology really impacts on the learning of the many, well, we've got to find ways of engaging many staff and many mentors in effective practice. And I think that's an important shift, really.
Do you think staff are ready for that change? Because that's quite a move from traditional lecturing approach, isn't it?
Yes. I think my guess is, like most things, there are the enthusiasts at one end of the continuum and the people who you really would have to... You know, I don't know what you'd have to do to get them to change, but in the middle there's a great group who probably will say things for most change, like we haven't got time, we don't know how to do it, we haven't got the tools, the wherewithal. And in that context, I think it's a question of finding some strategies and some approaches that will enable them, A, to get started, and B, to see this technological set of developments as a way of, I was going to say a solution, not a problem, and I don't quite mean it like that, but a way of working that's perfectly appropriate and actually has some benefits for staff, rather than as something else to do.
So not just another bolt-on, but something which becomes a part of your everyday activity.
Yeah. I think it's about understanding the staff perspective and not expecting in any culture, but not expecting people to respond positively to the idea of having to do more stuff. Responding much more positively, they can see ways of refining, redeveloping, repurposing the sorts of things they're doing to improve learning and actually maybe to make things more effective in their own working lives. So we've got to kind of stand next to the great majority of staff, I think, and see it from how they see it.
Are you optimistic?
Yes, I am, actually. I am optimistic. I think that's a big challenge, but I think providing we get hold of it, then we can make that transition, largely because the change is going on all around us. It's one reason to be optimistic. So the students are coming in some cases now, the schools we're working with, they may have had 4 or 5 years of e-portfolio work.
So it's not new to them anymore?
No, absolutely not. The challenge for us in HE is to respond to those changed perceptions, beliefs, understandings, awarenesses, and build on them rather than put them back into some quite old modes of teaching.
And presumably a technical challenge as well in allowing to build on the e-portfolio data.
Yes, I mean, that's an enduring technological challenge. It's been around for a long time. But I mean, I know Simon Grant and colleagues are working in that area. And that's another thing, I suspect, where simple is going to be the simpler we can make that interoperability gateway or gateways the better, whilst at the same time recognising that you don't want to carry everything around with you for life. I mean, the other bit in that, I think, and it's a technical bit, is how the learner achievement record pans out and how far that sits alongside the learner as they progress through a number of educational contexts. But that's probably a debate for another day, really.
It's a long one, isn't it? I can remember working on learner achievement records 20 years ago.
Well, I think it's like interoperability. It sounded such a good idea, but it takes a long time to develop. But I think we ought to be optimistic, A, because the learners themselves will drive change, but also because we've now got a developing sense of critical mass. What we need to do is to build on that, really, and to ensure that we're using the technology to transform the learning experiences of learners rather than simply to replicate old approaches in new environments, which I think would be very sad.
The JISC e-learning show is a Pontedusky production for JISC. It was introduced by Graham Atwell and produced by Dirk Stieglitz. The e-learning show is licensed under by attribution, non-commercial, share alike Creative Commons license.